Ali Farouk Manesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
Just 22 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour on this ninth day of August. College football, as far as fall camp and everything, is in full swing. We got the Wyoming Cowboys rocking and rolling up north there. Joining us now, and will be joining us throughout the course of the season, Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, how are you this Tuesday afternoon?
I'm doing a little better. Motley Crue,
failed,
Red Hot Chili Peppers, 100%, but
getting
still
better?
Not very good.
Getting better in your mind, though?
Not much, but better.
All right, top five bands. I just got go, Cody, go. Pressure's on. Top five bands.
Only five?
Yeah.
I'm all about Pantera, Slayer, Cannibal Corpse, 6 Feet Under, Alice in Chains. All kinds of good stuff,
I
can go on forever.
I think you and I connect on a lot of stuff, no question. But there's probably going to be some areas where I think we stray away from each other. But I think we've got a base to work on, for sure. There's no doubt.
Deal.
All right, so speaking of, you just mentioned all those awesome band names. Are they cooler than this name, Buck Coors? We know that name really well here because we covered and we do preps football here. We do a lot of preps coverage. And Buck Coors was our player of the week several times. And I told our preps guy, I'm like, dude, just make him player of the week every single week. With a name like that, that's all it takes. But he's turning some heads up north, isn't he?
He is. And you know what's funny too, Brady? All I drink is Coors Original and I don't stray away. Occasional Lone Star, occasional Molson. But it's all Coors Original, so you know I love Buck Coors.
So every time you hear his name, you're like, man, I need to go. I'm thirsty here. I got to get out somewhere. It needs to happen. I get it.
Well, I'm hoping there's some relation there so he can hook me up, but we'll find that out. He's a little busy playing ball right now, and Coach Ball he's definitely excited about him. Said he's really learning how to play the nickel position, which is a very difficult position to learn mentally, for sure. You really got to know the playbook because, I mean, you're essentially a linebacker, a corner, and a safety. So he's a young kid, but he's really fast, and he's really catching on up there. I was shocked to hear Coach say something like, wow, he's moving up the depth chart. You don't hear Coach say that very often. So sounds like he's going to be battling there with Malik Singleton, another guy from down in your neck of the woods, and Keontae Glenton, a guy who's probably going to be the starter on opening day at Illinois.
Well, it's crazy. The tight end that you know you were desperate to vote for in Tanner Arkin for CSU. he's a Colorado guy too. So I'm not used to seeing a lot of Colorado kids, and I don't know what the scene is like specifically in Wyoming, but I'm not used to seeing a lot of guys right off the bat turn some heads. And, I mean, it's even rare. You know, the Trey McBrides of the world are rare, being a small-town Colorado guy into what he did. So to see Buck Coors kind of turn some heads, man, I'm excited for the kid. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of young Colorado guys. And you know what? I tell you what, UCSU fans out there that really hated Marty English, he's pretty special when it comes to recruiting and finding diamonds in the rough, like Mitch Unrein, for instance, from Eaton, Colorado. You know, that kid was a walk-on. Marty English got him to Laramie, and we all saw what Mitch did.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And I'm a big fan of Marty English. I loved him when he was here for a brief time, even back at UNC. In fact, before the Ed McCaffrey stuff hit, I thought, and I was really pulling for it, I thought Marty English should probably be the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. He's been around the block, and he's been in this neck of the woods his entire career, and he did great things at Colorado State. He did great things at Wyoming, and he's still continuing to do that. And he's just a joy to be around. And I'm with you. I thought he would have been a great candidate too. But you know, I think he's pretty darn happy. He's the defensive ends coach. I mean, what better gig is there in America than being the defensive ends coach in Division I football?
No doubt, man. I mean, that's a heck of a position for him, and I'm glad he's doing it. I think it's going to be interesting, and I don't want to open up the can of worms of drama, but I thought Marty was going to get the job for UNC, and the little birdie told me that maybe the current coach was calling to kind of help him out get that job, and it turned around to, hey, why don't you just do the job? So when Wyoming and UNC match up, that's going to be maybe pretty interesting for Mr. English.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely got a history down there. He was with Joe Glenn, of course. Joe brought him to Laramie when he got here, and he's got such deep ties to this area and the Rocky Mountain region, and just his recruiting, you just can't say enough about the guys he's brought in, and he's finding them in small towns like Ray and towns like that out on the Eastern Slope, and it's just, when you see him, you're like, oh, great, some kid who played in Ray, Colorado, and next thing you know, he's an all Mountain West kind of cat like Weston Johnson was.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Are we getting any closer to figuring out what the quarterback situation looks like, Cody?
Craig Bohl says no, but I would say that it's probably the worst kept secret in the world. I mean, I don't know how Andrew Peasley's not the starter in Illinois. He's the only quarterback on the roster who's played Division I football. He's got 19 games under his belt. He appeared in 9 games for Utah State last year and led him to 6 wins, including a huge one at Air Force. And, you know, he's kind of been through the battles. I mean, with the COVID year and all that, he's been in college for 4 years and he's only a junior. So I think they're excited about him and his game. Offensive coordinator Tim Polasek really talked about the grasp of the offense he's getting, and he's really starting to get comfortable in all situations. And also there's a kid named Evan Svoboda, though, that I just wrote about yesterday.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like Josh Allen, and he is a huge human being, 6'5", 240. He's really been playing well, and coaches are excited about him, and I know the fans are excited about him. Apparently he can throw it a country mile, and he's just a big, huge, he looks like a prototypical NFL type of guy. So I know guys are excited about him.
Yeah, I saw your piece on that, too, talking about just launching it downfield. I mean, it never hurts to have a guy that can do that every once in a while.
Yeah, he just said, I probably could throw it 70, 75 yards. And you're just like, unbelievable.
That's insane, man. Just absolutely insane. All right, so what about the rest of the big position battles? And I know when we talk about Buck Coors, you're looking at the nickelback spot there with corners. Quarterback situation, like you said, it's probably figured out, but Bowles not showing his hand just yet. What are some of the other key position groups that you're looking at, you know, as we've progressed through camp a few days now?
Well, since I'm talking to a lot of CSU fans, you know, I know how important the punter position is to you, and you've had the best punter for the last 4 years. So the punting position is really a heated battle right now between incumbent Ralph Fawaz and Clayton Stewart, a transfer from Texas State. That's a big one. I mean, when you're in Laramie, Wyoming, and you're kicking at 7,200 feet, you better boom it. So that's a big one right now. They still don't have an answer at the weak side linebacker spot. Sounds like that's going to be a by committee type situation. And then another guy from your neck of the woods, Zach Watts from Windsor High School, he's in a battle with Jack Walsh at the guard spot. The coach is really, really excited about the cohesiveness of this number one offensive line unit, but where he's a little less confident is in the backups and who's going to come in the rotation. So offensive line's a big one. And then finding a fourth defensive end. He's been really excited about the edge rushers, but once again, who's going to come in and spell those guys?
Yeah, no doubt about it on that side of it, too. And the special teams, as we know, I mean, it can be crucial here, Cody, and so crucial for CSU that we didn't even need a special teams coach here for CSU.
That's what I heard.
Last year. Can you talk about your post on the 5th? It sounds like Wyoming's kicking unit had a CSU moment in practice today.
Yeah, they did.
Talk to me a little bit about that. My job is to stir the pot here. That's 100% what my job is.
Well, you know, I'll put it out there first and foremost. We don't get to watch practice. Coach Bohl is not like Jay Norvell in that regard at all. So we didn't get to see it, but he laid that little nugget out there and said, you know, our friends 60-some miles south of us, we kind of had a situation in our kicking game today. And let's just put it this way. I'm glad it happened in practice and not in a game. So I'm kind of putting two and two together there. Maybe I'm putting words in Craig's mouth, but I think we know what he's talking about.
I love it, man. Anything I can do, if I can play my part, you play your part. We just add more. I love rivalry. I love it. It's fantastic. And you're right. It's unheard of to have a special teams blunder in a game. I mean, that's just crazy. It's turn the entire. Although a deep discussion for CSU is if that hadn't happened against Utah State, do they win that game? Do they have momentum and win another game or two? And then is Steve Addazio here? So that can bring us down a very interesting road if we want to go there.
Yeah, and I tell you, I talked to Logan Bonner, the current quarterback at Utah State at Mountain West Media Days, and then talked to Andrew Peasley, of course, and both of them say without a doubt they should have lost that game. They absolutely said that was a critical turning point in their season. And another critical turning point was Wyoming going in there and waxing them 44-17 in late November. It was, they said, the wake-up call they really needed to put it on New Mexico and then eventually put it on San Diego State and close that thing out. And they had the beautiful jewelry on their hands to show what that did.
It is funny to go that route sometimes. Games can certainly swing some things around. Wyoming makes sense. With CSU's situation, it was like, man, there's an opportunity there. Okay, never mind. Cody, let me ask you our poll question today. We're just talking overall college football playoffs as we're in this weird world now where we never know what the next conference is going to look like or the next season's going to look like. I've said it for a long time that I think that eventually, somehow, some way, we have to make it happen in college football. And I know it's way easier said than done. We just need a playoff representative from each conference. And I think that over time, that would build things up. Yeah, there might be some slaughters in the first season or two, but I just believe that you see three, four-star recruit guys maybe look at conferences more like the Mountain West rather than ride some pine for Alabama for 2 years. They might go, hey, we can go to Wyoming. We can win the conference. I'm in a playoff game, and I'm getting national exposure. What do you think of that? Do you think we just need to get to the point? And I know there's a lot more to it than the way I lay it out, but wouldn't that just be the best case scenario?
It would be perfect. I would absolutely love to see that from every conference. Of course, Notre Dame throws a wrench in all that.
Yes.
But I would love to see that. And who wouldn't watch it? And that's what it's really about, right, is the ratings. And that's how we know, you know, who didn't love watching Boise State beat Oklahoma. And, of course, that's before Boise State was in the Mountain West and very hateable. But that was awesome. That was exciting. It was great to see TCU win the Rose Bowl over Wisconsin. And it was great to see Hawaii get in there and play in the Sugar Bowl. You know, stuff like that. It would be great to give everybody a seat at the table and just see what happens. But there's going to be eyes on it. You're going to make money. There's going to be people in the stands.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Like I've always said, I think college basketball certainly does the playoff system much better. College football has the regular season down. If you can find a way to merge those two, man, I mean, you're competing with the NFL now, and that's what I think, you know, just like you said, giving a team a chance. CSU and Wyoming both got a seat at that table last year when it came to March Madness. That's what you look for ultimately in football. Just give us a shot. If we can win our conference, we now have a shot. It might be 2%, it might be 10%, whatever, but we can go out and control our own destiny. And I think that that's what makes the NFL still king above all of this. And I think that if you could recapture or if you could capture some of that with college football, man, you could have a heck of a product.
Well, yeah, you know, the more games, the merrier. It's more money. It's more everything. So I think it'd be great, but they're not interested in giving the little guys a seat at the table. And I guess, you know, we're used to it. It's kind of like up here and at CSU. I'm sure fans don't go in the season going, man, if there's just a chance we could get into if things go just right, maybe we could get into a national title. It's like, no, just win the Mountain West. Go play in a nice bowl game, and maybe, just maybe, if you have a really special season, you're playing on New Year's Day and you're making some money.
Yeah.
You know, we're realistic about it, but the more the merrier, in my opinion. But obviously, we're fans and we want that to happen, but it won't.
100%. No, it won't. I'm just going to keep chirping. Last one for you, Cody, before we let you go, man. Wyoming hires a new director of on-campus recruiting. Craig Bull makes a hire there.
Yeah. That's a pretty underrated position, really. I mean, they do a lot. They do a lot of stuff, and they bring in a lot of guys, and they're the ones who are really responsible for showing them Laramie and showing them the campus and showing them a good time and the best of the best and trying to keep them. So, you know, they got a young lady out of Florida, and she looks like she's been around. She's been in the NHL a little bit and the AHL and doing some baseball stuff. So hopefully she loves Laramie and isn't under any illusion it looks or is anything like Gainesville.
Well, we shall see, my friend. Cody, what are you working on for us, man, that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Well, I tell you, we just started a tournament-style villains.
Oh yeah, love this
villains thing. Yeah, so we're counting down the 16 top villains in Wyoming football history, and shockingly, there hasn't been a CSU candidate yet. But I'm going to break some news here. That's going to change, and it's going to change in a big way.
I can't wait. Where can people go to be a part of this? I know you're posting on social media and stuff, but this is a fantastic idea.
Yeah, all over Facebook, all over Twitter, of course. And then, 7220sports.com. And then just at the bottom of every story, you can click on who you hate the most. And I hear that Kyle Whittingham has a huge lead over the Morgan brothers from Air Force today, and Lavelle Edwards absolutely hammered Donnell Pumphrey yesterday.
Oh, man, I love this. This is outstanding. Great great call, man. Fans are this is the kind of stuff that it's all – this is what it's all about, my man. And yeah. I think people are having a lot of fun with it. Cody, keep up the great work. Love catching up with you. And we'll see if we can do better next time with the music. Sounds like we're getting better, though. Slowly but surely, we're
getting
better.
Come on, Jayden. Come on.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. This is a cool thing that he's doing, though. The biggest villain in Cowboy football history. It's their un-Sweet 16. Yeah, he's got Kyle Whittingham against number 15 Morgan Bros. How about that? Perfect. I want to see who the CSU guy is going to be. Well, I guess we'll find out. 37 minutes after the hour. Jades, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.